Welcome to some of the hottest smut you can find on the internet and a bit of oral satisfaction. This is the Masturbation Monday podcast, a weekly reading of some of the sexiest, hottest, most erotic stories that celebrate the best damn day of the week, Masturbation Monday. If you usually dread Mondays, we've got what you need. And hey, if you need to get yourself off while you listen, we won't judge. Here's your host and one of the smoothest voices around, John Brownstone, ready and eager to bring you a weekly dose of erotic smut.
This week, our piece is New Year's Resolution by Sarah Helena Hart. Sarah Helena Hart, also known as China Doll 320, is a 20-year-old submissive who loves reading, writing, her dog, and BDSM. She's a self-professed nerd, watches too much Netflix, and loves musical theater. Helena knelt before her master as he used her mouth. After the semester ended, he told her to stay with him and to tell her parents that her advisor had hired her as a paid intern for his book. It was news that thrilled her mother, but her father had immediately asked about her housing situation. Her master had told her to say that since it was a paid academic internship, the school would pay for her housing. That appeased her father, and here she was, living at the foot of her master, day in and day out. He brushed a piece of hair out of her eyes. "You wanted me to set your New Year's resolution, and I've decided I want you to work out more. Your stamina needs a boost, pet. And while I love using your sleepy pussy, I want you alert for more of our games." She nodded and licked the underside of his hard cock. "Luckily for you, there's a gym in this building, and a room for private sessions." He thrust deep into her, making her eyes water. "Once I'm done here, we'll go down. Your workout clothes are on my bed." He unloaded in her mouth, and she swallowed every drop. He pulled out, brought her up for a quick kiss, and smacked her ass. "Go change and meet me by the door in a minute." Downstairs in the basement, Helena was surprised to see how nice the gym was. Her master led her to a door in the far corner and ushered her through it. He flipped on a light and she found herself in a small yoga studio with mats covering the floor and mirrors everywhere. "Lie down," he said. She did, and he lifted her legs into the air, positioning himself between them. She could feel the heat of his cock through his workout shorts and her super-thin leggings, and she felt herself begin to get wet again, an instinct he'd trained her in since her first detention. He leaned forward, pressing them further apart in pulses until he kept them as far apart as they'd go. "A good workout always requires a good stretch beforehand." He let her go and grabbed one leg, placing her ankle on his shoulder while he lay the other leg straight on the ground. He leaned over her, pressing her leg against her until she was essentially doing an upside-down split. This time, she felt the weight of him between her thighs and couldn't help but moan. "Good girl," he said, switching her legs. "I bet you want to be of service again, don't you?" "Yes, master," she whispered, unsure of whether the security camera in the top corner was on. "If you're a good girl and finish your workout, maybe I'll reward you with my cock and your eager pussy. Would you like that?" "Yes, master." "Good girl." He kissed her and rocked his hips once. "Then let's begin, shall we?" If you loved what you just heard and want more, Follow Sarah on Twitter at ChinaDoll320 or check out her blog at ChinaDoll320.com. Want more? Head to MasturbationMonday.KaylaLords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.